Does late corn planting always mean reduced yields? Hello and welcome again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Here's just another case of everything you know is wrong. Gary Crawford has this report on the effect of late planting on corn yields.
You can pretty much throw that notion out the window.
That's Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey, and he says to disprove this notion of planting time and yields,
you just have to look back at 2009 and 2010.
So let's do that first.
2009 was a wet year, not too different from what we saw in 2011 this year. We had planting reaching the halfway mark fairly late on May 11th, but because of ideal conditions from the planting season forward, we ended up with a record high U.S. corn yield of 164.7 bushels per acre.
Wow, who knew? Then the next year,
it turned hot, and especially across the southern and eastern part of the Corn Belt, it turned dry in 2010. And that cut sharply into yield potential. We ended up with a U.S. corn yield in 2010 of 152.8 bushels per acre. So we've really thrown that notion of early planting is a positive out the window the last 2 years. It's been really opposite of what you would expect.
So that brings us to this year.
We did get off to a very late start in many areas. So could there be problems? We'll have a late pollination in many areas. But as we move in deeper into July at this point and we see no real trouble on the horizon outside of the acreage that was flooded earlier or abandoned in the bottomlands, we still have that high expectation for corn planting. And we've got favorable weather with moderate temperatures, abundant moisture reserves, frequent rains. And so at this point in 2011, I don't see anything to derail lofty expectations despite the late planting in 2011.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And hopefully good yields for Tennessee corn farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.